Could you get burned by sipping on sun-sensitive essential oils while enjoying the summertime rays? Part 1. Introduction. Avoiding the unwanted phytotoxic after effects from fun in the sun with essential oils. A few weeks ago, I shared my personal story about the series of unfortunate events stemming from my lax attitude toward the phototoxic potential of certain essential oils. I am embarrassed to admit, this isn't the first time I got stuck wearing pants in 90 degrees Fahrenheit as a result. I went into all the details on how this happened at the biochemical level. I also broke it down in plain English. Phytotoxic reactions can occur when certain sun-sensitizing essential oils applied to the skin are activated by exposure to UV rays. This can cause an inflammatory skin response, resulting in sunburn, redness, and/or discolored and uneven color. The good news is you can take precautions to avoid this negative response. These include being aware of which oils are photosensitizing, waiting 12 to 18 hours before heading out into the sun after application of these essential oils, covering areas that are exposed following topical use, using certain tips that I posted on my website if you get caught in the rays unexpectedly. The bottom line is you don't need to freak out. If you wait the proper amount of time and take the proper precautions, including this mineral sunscreen, you don't have to fear these essential oils while planning a day in the sun. You can watch my video blog for everything you need to know regarding topical application of essential oils while spending time in the sunshine. However, there is more to add to this topic. I promised I'd return to this subject to answer the residual burning question percolating in the minds that was temporarily put on hold. After all, we need to partake in the excitement of celebrating the recent product releases from the Young Living Essential Oils Grand Convention. Many of you asked, what about ingesting these same essential oils? Here's my response after digging a little deeper. Note, this is my conclusion after exploring the sources listed, consulting with mentors, and from my 17 years of using essential oils in my clinic. Digging deeper into the concept of phototoxicity with essential oils, the sequel. After the paddleboard skin-altering essential oil incident of June 2018, it was noted among my loved ones that my love of pants in 90-degree weather was becoming inappropriate. An explanation was called for. Not many words were needed. I just lifted my pant leg to show my calf. Brown patches galore. Enough said. My mom's response? Again? Humbling. After a cup of ego-soothing green tea and my embarrassment starting to diminish, the topic resurfaced and went in a different direction. The infamous Terry Quigley, a.k.a. my mom, asked me, "Have you heard that even ingesting citrus oils can cause phototoxicity?" I almost had a whiplash as my head popped up from my pretty sweet, rummy hand, thinking, "Mama say what?" No, I said, embarrassed times three. Well, I was on Lindsay Elmore's blog, and she mentioned it. Miss Quigley kindly replied down her three aces for a 45-point run. I missed that, I said, mumbling and feeling a bit peeved by both the aces and my unknowing mind. I ran to my mom's reliable Mac and jumped on Lindsay's site. Sure enough, I read in her discussion regarding the fernocoumarins, FCs, which are the sensitizing agents, the following. Many essential oils that cause phototoxicity are ingestible citrus essential oils. Does ingestion also increase the risk of sunburn? The risk of skin sensitivity is highest when essential oils are applied to the skin. However, ingesting essential oils brings the same set of FCs, and it's possible that ingesting citrus essential oils can also increase the risk of sunburn. That said, the half-life of essential oils, how long the chemical constituents last in the blood following ingestion or application, is very short. When you have a glass of lemon water in the morning, the FCs are eliminated within hours. Because of this, sipping citrus oils through the day may increase the risk of sunburn more than one glass in the morning. Makes sense. The higher the dose, the bigger the risk. When Lindsay Elmore, PharmD, BCPS, says something, I listen. I take this into deep consideration, considering she's got the gift of genius, experience with essential oils, and towing the line and advocating for safety. So I did some digging into this concept. Now, the details, in typical geek-out Dr. Sarah style. Click to listen to part 2.